other.
Well, so here's the trick of the trade there. Okay. That you're asking for. When we do that, you know, there's a fancy term for that. It's called dissociation.
Yes.
Okay. And dissociation is a product of fear. Mm-hmm. It means there's something you don't want to feel, mm-hmm. so you go someplace else.
Yep.
Okay. So the remedy is to be present to your fear. Mm-hmm. And there you are. Mm-hmm. You know, you may not like it, or whatever, but you can even learn with practice to let go of your dislike for it, or your self-blame about it, or whatever, and be present to the fear. And there you are, you're present. You're in your body. You're feeling it. And when you do that, it has a way of moving out. So that's what I suggest. If you notice you're leaving someplace, identify the fear and just feel it. You don't have to tell yourself a story about it or what it means or where it came from, or just be with it. And right then, already you're back. And as I say, in that way, the fear has a way of just moving on. So, how's that? You know, well, here's the thing. So you disappear. Now just notice, hey, I've disappeared. Mm-hmm. There must be the presence of fear here. Mm-hmm. Just take that as an assumption. Mm-hmm. And then move into it. Mm-hmm. And there you are. So you're present. You're in your body. You may not like it, but mm-hmm. you're present. Mm-hmm. And as I say, that has a way of just allowing that fear to move out mm-hmm. in a way that dissociating doesn't do it.
Mm-hmm. How quickly does the fear move out? Breathing is so intense sometimes.
Yeah. So okay. Just be with the intensity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're asking the question, how long does it take for it to move out, that speaks of you're resisting feeling what you're feeling. Yeah. So, okay. Let that go and just feel what you're feeling. Because okay. Guess what? You're feeling it anyway. Mm-hmm. I think this is a good moment to have our evening lullaby and call it a night. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you.